the Monitoring Board update. I'd like to welcome Mariko Takanaka, who has taken over from Makoto, who has taken on a new position within the FSA. So welcome. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mariko Takanaka, and I'm the Deputy Director of Corporate Accounting and Disclosure Divisions of Japanese Financial Services Agencies. And today, I would like to briefly give you an update on the recent activities of the IFRS Foundation Monitoring Board. The Monitoring Board has been proceeding with the selection of new members and also the assessment of existing members based on the IFRS Foundation Governance Review. And before explaining the current situation, I would like to briefly explain the final report on the review of the IFRS Foundation's governance. On 9th February 2012, the IFRS Foundation Monitoring Board released a final review on the final report on the review of the IFRS Foundation governance. And in that report, the Monitoring Board decided to expand its membership to include additional authority primarily from major emerging markets. It's up to four. And also two rotating seats in consultation with IOSCO. And following this recommendation, the Monitoring Board agreed on the membership criteria as stated in its press release on March 1, 2013. And the members agreed on the approach to assess current and prospective members against the membership criteria, including the definition of use of IFRS. So the Monitoring Board decided to expand the membership, and one of the most important membership criteria is use of IFRS. And the Monitoring Board published press release, and maybe you can see on the website on this March. And there, some concepts of use of IFRS. And after that, on May 2, 2013, the Monitoring Board announced the procedure and timetable for its membership assessment and selection, following an agreement on the approach to assess current and prospective members against the membership criteria published on March 1, 2013. And as agreed in the Monitoring Board meeting in April, the Monitoring Board commenced its call for the nomination procedure for its expanded membership on this May 20. And nominations and applications were invited until the end of June. And by the end of June 2013, the Monitoring Board received several applications, and is now in the process of the selection. So let me explain some points regarding the selection of new members. First of all, the Monitoring Board will expand its membership. It's up to four to include additional authorities, primarily from emerging markets. However, not all the members will be necessarily be selected immediately. So for example, we can choose two members at first, and then we can choose another two members later. And secondly, members will be selected in line with the membership criteria as stated in the press release on March 1, 2013. The call for nomination also clarified that a prospective member must be a capital markets authority responsible for setting the form and content of financial reporting in this jurisdiction. And apart from the call for nomination, two auditing members will be selected in consultation with IOSCO. They will be selected in accordance with the monitoring board membership criteria, but under another procedure from the call for nomination that has just explained. And the monitoring board expects to complete the selection of new members by the end of 2013. So again, there are some applicants, but still under assessment right now, so it is not able to publish the name of the applicants. But we would like to make announcement after finishing our assessment procedure. Thank you.